This is the Three at Three on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Number one, John, Milwaukee's mayor uses veto power to strike out millions in additional funding towards libraries, the fire department, and residency incentives. Just yesterday, Mayor Kevler Johnson struck out the funding, which made it to his desk after passing the Common Council. Now, the Common Council can go back and vote through again and try to overturn this. So this is what the mayor vetoed. Next year's fire department funding to $4 million in borrowing for fire trucks, plus $2 million he originally proposed instead of $8 million total that was approved by the Common Council. He struck out funding to expand Sunday library hours and what would have been an additional 1% increase in residency incentives for city employees to live here. In an open letter to the Common Council members, the mayor asked pointedly, are the changes sustainable? City government must be sensitive to the financial pressures facing our constituents. We actually have Alderman Bregelis, Peter Bregelis, joining us within this hour in the next about 45 minutes.
And, Julia, the second thing is really a bizarre story. It's a tragic story. It's a terrible story. And it's just really strange. It's out of Muskego. Muskego police say that a 39-year-old woman was riding on the back of a motorcycle with a 51-year-old man he was driving. And a tree fell as they were on the road, and it struck and killed her. So he wasn't injured, but the tree fell on her. She died on the scene. Police say the 51-year-old called 911, stayed on the scene, tried to save her. Families identifying the victim as Stacy Quaid. She was a mother of two, and she was in marketing and a popular bartender in the area at the lodge in Muskego. And now a family friend has set up a GoFundMe page to help with funeral expenses and help support her two children.
Stacy Quaid. Odds?
What are the odds that he didn't get hurt, but it also didn't miss her? What are the odds? Terrible story.
Goodness. Number three, John, Apple announced its top podcasts of the year. The New York Times, The Daily, was dethroned this year by the Joe Rogan Experience. He took the number one spot. The Daily is now in second. I listen to the New York Times Daily every day. Number three was the Mel Robbins podcast. She's well known for her let them theory when it comes to dealing with difficult people. Just let them do what they want. What is your favorite podcast? Do you have a favorite?
I have a couple that I really like. I like the, it's called the Best Couple podcast. It's a husband-wife team. They've been married for 26 years, and they talk through life and talk through marriage and that sort of thing, about relationships. I like Armchair Expert, the podcast with Dax Shepard. He's the actor. I also like Rogan. I always try to catch Rogan. He's got the best guests. And the Ramsey Show podcast. I listen to a lot of financial podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Ramsey Show a lot. I like the Clark Howard podcast. It's the world we're in. I love it.
I have Palace Intrigue.
Oh, that's fun.
Guilty Pleasure. And there's For Long Story Pleasure, if you want to listen to it, To Die For. It's a journey through the dark world of Russian intelligence, where for the first time, a professed sexy spy tells her story.
Ooh, that's interesting, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, one of the best podcasts is the Wisconsin's Afternoon News podcast, sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating. You can always get it by texting the word WAN, to 855-616-1620. All of our content gets put right there, including the guy we're going to have up next. I'm excited about this interview. Giannis's injury, great perspective, Dr. Patrick Jost, an orthopedic surgeon, is with us up next. And if you don't catch it, you can always catch it on the podcast. It is 3:13.